This year, students at San Francisco's School of the Arts walked into a brand new kind of class, the district's first ever LGBTQ studies class for high school students. The class is one of the first in the nation. KLW's Lizak Shalit reports on how it's going and how we got here.
Meet Lindsay Schlacks, the teacher in room 204 at San Francisco's School of the Arts.
We're going to start talking about trans, not just transgender, but the big umbrella.
For the past 8 years, Ms. Schlacks has started the school day talking to her students about economics and U.S. government. This year, she's focusing on something different, the big umbrella of lesbian, gay, bi, transgender, and queer, or LGBTQ, studies. She's teaching one of the nation's first, if not the only, high school classes on the subject.
It's history, and it's politics and government, and it's media awareness, and it's literature, and it's film. And so it's very, very, very interdisciplinary. There's a ton of art in here, a ton of poetry.
And a ton of videos, songs, films, podcasts, and TV shows, like Last Week Tonight with John Oliver.
This has clearly been a big week for the LGBT community, but it's also been a big year for the T part of that equation.
So we use I use as much technology as I can to keep it relevant and interesting and engaging. We can watch old news reports, we can watch documentaries. There isn't yet a textbook for high school students about LGBTQ studies. So instead, they listen to all of these stories.
Schlacks actually crowdfunded for MP3 players this summer to make sure all her students could do the coursework. Things like watching this YouTube video of transgender activist Laverne Cox.
I'm an actress, I'm a producer, I'm a writer, I'm a daughter, I'm a sister, and I'm a transgender woman.
So you've probably heard of Laverne Cox at this point. She is one of the most vocal and the most visual trans activists out there.
Schlacks says the class came about because the San Francisco School Board recognized the relevance of LGBTQ issues to its students. Like teenagers everywhere, many are grappling with sexual identity. Schlacks wants to make sure students hear from as many different voices as possible.
We're hoping to be able to have a Skype session with a film director later on in the year. And to make sure that the voices that are being heard in this class are not just mine, that they are the voices of the people who are a part of the LGBTQ community.
Many of those people live in San Francisco, so the students use the city as their classroom.
First, we're attending the Castro Museum, and then we're going to the new installation of the Tenderloin Museum about trans history in Compton's cafeteria.
That's Kira Monterosa, a senior with green streaks in her hair. She's talking about the Compton's cafeteria riot. It took place in 1966 at the corner of Taylor and Turk in the Tenderloin after police harassment of the restaurant's transgender clientele.
I think it's a really good way to recognize the history that we walk amongst every day.
Sophomore Izzy Vasquez, arms adorned with a serious collection of string bracelets, is thrilled to be learning about local events that paralleled national milestones in the fight for gay rights.
Well, and the whole Compton's cafeteria riot was so similar to what happened in Stonewall, which was the big movement. It was just really interesting to learn that San Francisco had so much history similar to the Stonewall movement. It was really cool to learn about that.
Senior Selena Wen is excited about classroom visits from longtime activists, like the former teacher who fought California's Proposition 6, which would have banned gay people from teaching in public schools.
We had, for the teachers, the bill against gay teachers, we actually had Tom...
A classmate jumps in to complete the sentence.
Tom Amiano.
He came in and talked to us about what it was like to be a teacher during the time when the bill was trying to get passed.
He was the first teacher in, I believe, the San Francisco Unified School District to come out as a gay teacher.
Amiano co-founded the No on 6 campaign with Harvey Milk, San Francisco's first openly gay supervisor. Here's Milk in November 1978 announcing the measure's defeat.
A lot of people joined us and rejected Proposition 6, and now we owe them something. We owe them to continue the education campaign that took place. We must destroy the myths once and for all, shatter them.
3 weeks later, Milk was murdered in City Hall, along with San Francisco Mayor George Moscone.
And every time I walk by the Harvey Milk Civil Rights Academy, which was Douglas School when I first moved here in the early 1970s, it not only reminds me of Harvey, who I loved dearly, but also just what a wonderful symbol it is that a public grade school would be named after a gay rights hero.
Gay rights activist Cleve Jones has seen a lot of change since he arrived in San Francisco as a young man in the 70s.
When I was in school, of course, there was no such thing as a gay-straight alliance.
Jones was an aide to Harvey Milk and later created the AIDS Memorial Quilt. Today, he visits high schools all over the country, and he says that talking about homosexuality with young people no longer raises eyebrows.
I really come from the last generation of homosexual people who, as we were coming of age, did not know that there were other people like us.
Back in the classroom, students are preparing a column for San Francisco's Bay Times newspaper, where they write on issues like being a good ally. Sophomore Izzy Vasquez says the class helps students validate their own experiences.
It's hard to feel empowered when you feel alone in what's going on in with your struggle, specifically, and with your friends' struggles.
And senior Kira Monterosa feels like she's in the vanguard.
I feel like it's history in the making because it's something that's never been offered, and I didn't realize, like, with all the media attention, I didn't realize how rare it was to have this opportunity.
So, when the semester ends, what grade will these students give their teacher?
Definitely an A.
More than an A.
A plus 100.
Yeah, an A. She's doing a really great job and a really great thing.
San Francisco schools have changed a lot since the controversies over homosexuals in the classroom. And perhaps the fact that these students find nothing surprising about LGBTQ studies in their school marks the biggest change of all. In San Francisco, I'm Lizak Shalit for Cross Currents. Surprising about LGBTQ studies in their school marks the biggest change of all. In San Francisco, I'm Lizak Shalit for Cross Currents.